This episode of the podcast is brought to you by All Black Hockey Sticks. All Black Hockey Sticks is the 100% carbon fiber, 440 gram, All Black Hockey Stick. You may reach out to them at allblackhockeysticks.com, type in the referral box, Hoosier Hockey Live, and you'll be entered to win a prize at the end of the month via Hoosier Hockey Live. You may also reach out to them by phone. Their number is 831-68-STICK. Again, that's 831-68-STICK. Allblackhockeysticks.com. Again, promo code Hoosier Hockey Live. This episode of Hoosier Hockey Live is also brought to you by Sick Hockey. Sick Hockey is an Indiana company that has the sickest threads for the hockey lifestyle. Go to sickhockey.com and you may use promo code Hoosier for 20% off your entire order. Again, that's sickhockey.com. They've got t-shirts, hats, beanies, beer koozies, and other products there that you guys will like. Again, that's sickhockey.com, promo code Hoosier. This episode of the podcast is also brought to you by JustHockeyJerseys.com. Quality jerseys, custom artwork, unbeatable prices. If all those things sound awesome to you, go to JustHockeyJerseys.com. It's tournament season for beer leaguers, and if you guys want to have the sickest jerseys and socks at the tournament, you're going to want to go to JustHockeyJerseys.com. They've got the best prices, the best artwork, and I've been on a couple teams that have these jerseys, and they look fantastic. One more time, JustHockeyJerseys.com. Let's see those jerseys, boys. Episode 33, featuring the 25-year-old Speedway, Indiana native, the USHL vet, a graduate from the Ohio State University, a Hobey Baker finalist. We could list the accolades for hours. We're not gonna. Ladies and gentlemen, Mason Yops. Yeah. Thanks, man, for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Episode 33 of Hoosier Hockey Live is brought to you by All Black Hockey Sticks. All Black Hockey Sticks, the 100% carbon fiber, 440 grams, and all yours for $89. AllBlackHockeySticks.com. Get over there and grab one. So how you feeling, man? Summer's treating you good?
Yeah, summer's been good. Enjoyed my time off in May, had some fun trips, and then these last couple months have been back to work. So life's good. Hockey's been good.
Body's feeling good.
Body's feeling pretty good as of right now, yeah.
Very good. So, Islanders camp, how was that?
It was awesome. So this is my fourth camp now. They're all very unique and different ways. It was just cool to get in there and meet the staff and meet all the players and guys I'm going to be teammates with in the next coming years. So it was a great experience. The New York City world and all that is much different than Indiana and Ohio, that's for sure, but it was a lot of fun. I'm excited to get back out there in the fall.
Very good. So what's your plans the rest of the summer? Are you going to be skating while you're in Ohio? You just going to lay low for a little bit? What's your plans?
No, I'll be back here at school at Ohio State. A good group of my senior class and the fellow alumni are coming back, and we're skating together, starting to work out, so I'll be posted up in Columbus until probably the first week of September, and then it's off to rookie camp and training camp in Long Island.
Very good.
Yep.
So during the summer, when you're not skating, what are the things you like to do?
I'm a big fisherman. We talked about this a little bit last night.
I do
a yearly trip up in Canada and Lake of the Woods of Abacon Bay with my dad and uncle and cousin. It's something we've been doing for years and years, and it's a great getaway for us, and then I love to get on the golf course and play as much golf as I can.
Right on. What's your score on 18 holes?
I shot an 81 today.
Oh boy, so he's playing well.
That's all right, yeah.
Very good. I'm just happy to break 100, man. I'm not very good, so it's
I've
more of
a
whack and chase.
Yeah, that's good. I feel that.
Right on. So
Yeah, man, I love fishing too. A lot of you guys are on social media, see my posts on Instagram and stuff like that. I'm always fishing. So while we're on the fishing talk, what is your favorite fish to go after?
Muskie up in Canada. Big mm-hmm. trophy fish. I've just caught my first one this summer, and I've been hunting them for a long time, so it was quite the achievement. I was pretty pumped up about it, but you know, just the normal bass fishing in Indiana and stuff is awesome mm-hmm. as well. I love to do that stuff, and I've been going kayaking with my dad and my family a lot this last summer, so it's always good to get out on the lake with these guys.
Very good. Right on, man. Well, fishing's definitely a good way to relax, and we hope you get to do a little bit of that during the summer before fall comes, and you guys are you know, pushing for different rosters, and it, you know, we're hoping that you're making the big club. That'd be nice.
That's so. The goal.
All right, man. So I want to go all the way back to the beginning. For some of you that maybe don't know your career and don't follow it as much as the Speedway Indiana local loyals, you started with Zionsville Hockey Club. Is that right?
Yeah, my sophomore year of high school, when I finished up Bantams, I went and played for Zionsville. It was a great experience, met lots of great people, and, mm-hmm. you know, at that time in my career, I really wasn't sure the path I wanted to take. I guess I was always kind of my dream to play pro hockey, but I wasn't really sure about, you know, playing the USHL and those kind of things. At the time, Indy didn't have U18 or U16 programs, so mm-hmm. Zionsville was just a great bridge for me to move on to that next level of the U18s before eventually moving on to juniors in college.
Very good. Yeah, Zionsville is a very well-respected high school program. I've had the privilege of calling some of their games live and doing some media stuff. A couple of guys have been on Hoosier Hockey Live from Zionsville. A great program. So, did you guys make a run when you were there?
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't win a state title, but we were right there in the running, and we had some great players that year, and it was a lot of fun.
Very good, man. So you play U16s, U18s for the Indiana Junior Ice, and then move to the U.S. Development Program. Talk about the break into juniors and what that was like, maybe compared to Varsity A in Indiana.
Yeah, going from the U18s to juniors was definitely, I would say, the biggest step that I've had to make in my career, even more so than going from juniors to college, I would say. Just the speed and the strength of everyone going from that U18 level to playing against a lot older, you know, 20, 21-year-olds was, mm-hmm. it was tough, I would say, that first year. I battled some injuries and stuff and definitely took a couple steps back, but just made me really appreciate the game that much more. I think that time off and juniors really, you know, it did wonders for my game, and I had a long 3.5 years to develop and get ready for college, and I think it really helped a lot.
All right, you're teeing me up. So you get snagged up by the Muskegon Lumberjacks in the USHL. Were you drafted there because you played a partial year? How did that go down to where you landed in Muskegon?
Yeah, I was drafted there. I can't even remember. It was maybe the 6th or 7th round. I'm not exactly mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. Which at the time, obviously, I wanted to play for the ice and be at home and those kind of things, but it was kind of a blessing in disguise. I was able to move away senior year, and, you know, that's when I really started to grow up and become a man, and, you know, you get away from your hometown friends and your parents, and, you know, it's tough on you at the beginning, but you do grow up quick, and I think, you know, really everything that happened for the best.
Right on. So you play 4 seasons in Muskegon, and 2 of them you were the captain. Talk about that city and what it meant to you and you know, how the development side of it really got you set up for university.
Yeah, I had a blast in Muskegon. I had a great billet family. I stayed with them all 4 years, which I think was so important to me, just, you know, feeling a part of a family while you're away from home. Development-wise, like I talked about earlier, you know, I was pretty young when I went up there. And I went from scoring a lot in high school in the early days to kind of get beat up a little bit, and, you know, it really made me grow and adapt and have to get a lot stronger. And I think those 3.5-4 years, you know, you get to work out and you're playing a ton of games, and definitely teed me up for college, like you talked about, for sure.
Right on. During your junior's career, and this is something that not a lot of people know, so I'm really excited to talk about this one. The Muskegon organization documented your community involvement in schools. Talk about the children's book that came from that and your involvement as like an author and getting that off the ground.
So I graduated in 2012 and I stayed up in Muskegon for another 2 years. So I was never in school. I was just literally playing hockey. There was another Billa family there, Jay Vandevoorde, who was really involved in the community and just helping out in elementary schools. And I mean, two or three times a week, me and a couple of the older guys would go and read to the schools. And Jay Vandevoorde had the idea of, you know, writing a children's book. If we're going to go and start reading these schools, we might as well read our own book. So it was really special. You know, it was a really special project and something that I never thought I'd be a part of, writing a book. I'm not really the best speller or writer in the world. So when he asked me to do it, I jumped on it, and there was a group of us that really bonded over that book, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's something that's super special, and I don't have an experience of reading to kids. I mean, I'm a school teacher, but when it's someone that's not the teacher that comes in, you guys are rock stars, you know? So
yeah, for sure. So and it's my go-to in college, then when they ask, you know, say your name and something that people don't know about you, it's my easy go-to is I'm an author.
That's awesome, man. Very good. So you commit to Ohio State. Talk about Rolick and the relationship you guys started, you know, right when you guys started the recruiting process.
So it would have been my last year of juniors was the first time I met C. Rolick. I kind of talked to Ohio State in the years prior to the assistant coaches, but really no offers on the table. And Rawls was able to come out and watch me play in, like, the preseason games. And it wasn't long after that that I came on a visit to Ohio State. You know, I got to meet everyone, and I really fell in love at the time. I visited some other schools and had some good chances to go other places, but Ohio State was really where my heart was at, and Rolick was a good part of that.
Very good. So you get to campus. Tell us about your first day of college.
So I never had to live in the dorms, which was pretty cool because I came in as a 21-year-old freshman. So they brought in 10 freshmen in our class, and we all were stuck in a house, and it was, I would say it's pretty chaotic, and we had to grow up pretty fast, but living in the house with, you know, four or five of your best friends is something that, you know, I'll cherish forever, and definitely had some great memories starting from
Very
day
good.
One.
Yeah. So you had to learn how to be organized and clean right away.
Oh, I'm not sure that's the way it went, though.
Oh, that's funny. All right, man. So the college game compared to the juniors game, what's the biggest difference?
Wearing
a pesky cage.
We're in the cage. Yeah, that's a change for sure. I really believe that the jump for me from U18s to juniors, I thought, was more difficult for me than the jump from juniors to college. The USHL just does such a great job of preparing you. And I played 150 games, so I had a good amount of experience under my belt going into college, and just, you know, the kind of that confidence that I've been playing for so long that I was going to fit right into the college level. It took, you know, a few months, I think, to really get my bearings under me, but after I got, you know, my mind right, the confidence then that I could play at a college level, I was pretty successful.
You're walking me into them, man. So let's skip ahead to the senior year. You played 36 game, went 17-19 for 36. That's a point per game, and we're a Hobie Baker finalist. Talk about this year of your college experience, what it meant to you, the run you guys made, and then you know, all of that.
So I had an opportunity to leave after junior year. It was a tough decision, but I really wanted to come back and be with my friends, and I really believed that we had an amazing team. The expectations from ourselves were extremely high, and a lot of other people around the league and the country also thought we were going to be a very good team. So there was no secret in that. Their goal was to win a Big Ten regular season, the conference championship, and then NCAA title. Unfortunately, we were only able to do one of those, which was very disappointing because I thought that we way underachieved. We really did have a great team. So we didn't go out the way I wanted it to. But all around the class, I thought we had a very successful career over the 4 years. We won a lot of games. I think we took Ohio State and really put them kind of back on the map, made the program definitely very respectable. We left them a good spot, and I think they're going to be very good in the years to come. I wouldn't be surprised to see them, you know, repeat as Big Ten champions again this year.
Yeah. Not to downplay anything or take anything away from what you said, but you look at your class in the Big Ten of seniors that year. That was the cream of the crop, man. I mean, there were a lot of really talented players in the Big Ten. The Big Ten was really competitive, and, you know, to have those rivalries with Michigan, Minnesota, you know, Michigan State even at times, so, you know, Wisconsin, all those teams, that's, if nothing else, that's got to be extremely fun for you to look back on, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And part of the reason that I wanted to come to Ohio State was, you know, to play in the Big Ten. The conference is incredible. Every single night, it seems like it's a rivalry of some sort. Every building is unbelievable. You know, the Michigan rivalry is one of the best in the world. And, every single night is a blast.
Very good. So talk about the Hobie Baker process. A lot of super talented guys in that, you know, mention. Some of the ties with Indiana, the closest one was maybe Scott Conway, went to Providence, played at Penn State a few years back. But talk about that process and maybe, you know, a few things that you took away from being, you know, a top 10 guy.
I mean, the Hobie is an incredible award. It's very respected. For sure, it was definitely my goal coming into my senior year, being an older guy, and the success I'd had in the past was to try to win the award. A lot of things got to go right. There's a lot of amazing players, game in and game out. You got to stay healthy all year. And unfortunately, I didn't obviously win, but it was a great year for the team and personally. Cale Makar, the guy that ended up winning, was, as you can see in the NHL playoffs, is the real deal. So, no hurt feelings there. And very well deserved by him. But, it was definitely in my mind going into the year that I wanted to try to get that job done.
Yeah. You mentioned Makar. He can play a little bit.
Yeah.
He can play a little bit.
He's the real deal.
All right, man, so let's jump into the transition of the pro game. Before I want to do that, before we do that, sorry, I want to talk about sick hockey for the sickest hockey threads. If you're into that lifestyle, check out sickhockey.com. Hats, t-shirts, beer koozies, all the things that you need for a good time. Go to sickhockey.com. If you go on there, type in the promo code Hoosier, you're going to get 20% off your entire order. Thanks to Sick Hockey for their support of Hoosier Hockey Live. All right, man, so you complete your senior season, and then you sign the entry-level contract with the New York Islanders. Talk about how this went down and your emotions during this process.
I mean, it was extremely exciting process, something I had dreamed about since I was a little kid. But it was also pretty nerve-wracking at the same time. Just, you know, being on the phone with your agent and hearing all these things back and forth. You're hearing one team wants you, and then all of a sudden that team backs out. So there was a good handful of teams that were kind of in the mix towards the end. I had a pretty good idea and relationship with the Islanders built up in the past couple of years. So I was pretty familiar with them and what they had to offer. And that day that I signed those papers is a day that I'll never forget, that's for sure. It was definitely a dream come true, but just the first step of reaching it.
Where were you when it happened?
Where was I?
Were you at Ohio State?
Yeah, I was in Columbus, yeah, for sure. But okay. Yeah, I came to the rink to sign the papers and do all that stuff. So, yeah, it was a pretty cool feeling for sure.
Was your coach just ecstatic when that happened?
Yeah, really everyone, all my teammates and friends. And it was like I didn't really want to tell anyone until I officially signed anything. So I kind of been holding everything back for a while. So once I finally officially did it, it felt awesome. And everyone was so pumped for me. And, yeah, it was awesome. It was a good deal.
Very good. Man, that's awesome. And were your parents able to be there and experience that with you?
They were not, unfortunately. They were with me on the phone and FaceTime and all of that, but yeah.
That's good. Now, before I jump into my next question, did you go to any camps in previous seasons between your college and pro years? Like, were you ever invited and go to other camps other than New York?
Yeah, I did three other camps. After my sophomore season, I went to Boston Bruins and Pittsburgh Penguins development camps. Mm-hmm. And then after my junior season, I went to the Minnesota Wild camp.
Okay. Huh.
So it's an interesting process how it works, but
sure.
When you don't get drafted, you kind of, you're that free agent role where you kind of roam around and you get a look at, you know, the different spots. And
sure.
I think that was one of the things that I kind of benefited from.
Yeah. I have 1,000 questions I could ask. I'm just going to ask you. Did they give you any kind of, like, per diem while you were there? I mean, I'm sure they covered you while you're on the ice as a product of the brand.
When you are in college, you are not able to accept anything. But once I had graduated in New York, yeah, you.
Right on. Very good. That's cool. So, comparing the college game to when you signed with New York, did you automatically go to Bridgeport, or did you go to New York and then get bumped down? How did that work?
It was kind of an interesting process. Our season had ended, and it was probably 3 weeks off before I really signed, 2 or 3 weeks off, and I only had, like, another month of school left or so. I had some finals and stuff coming up, so I actually stayed back at school for the majority of the time, finished up my classes, graduated, and I went to Bridgeport for literally less than a week. I just met everyone. I didn't play any games or anything like that. So,
But you were able to skate with the team and practice during their last game.
No, I didn't even practice. No. So.
Oh, really?
I really didn't get a great feel of the pro game very much. It was just such a quick, short stint.
Yeah.
Not sure yet.
Did you get any lifts in or anything?
Yeah, I lifted a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, man. Your key card didn't even work. You had to be brought in by the janitor.
Still yet to find out.
Right on. All right, man. So the season ended in Bridgeport. Did you meet with the coaches as you left as, like, an interview process, like an exit interview, or?
Yeah, a little bit. It was pretty short and quick. You know, just kind of talking to me about what it takes to be a pro, the process that you got to go through, and just how important this summer is for me and my development, and making sure I'm ready come September, because it's full throttle as soon as you get to training camp. So these next 2 months, I'm going to be pretty dialed in and pretty focused so that come September, I'll be ready to go.
Right on. What is the New York Islanders' expectation for Mason when he comes back in the fall?
What is their expectations?
Yeah.
I don't know their expectations. hopefully pretty high.
Right. Very good. What do you think, what's your biggest, thought going into this summer, and what's like a couple things you really have to do to set yourself apart come, you know, September?
Well, my favorite thing, I love to skate and, you know, just continue to shoot and work on my skills and those kind of things. But I think just getting stronger, really, you know, pretty cliche, but
yeah,
it's true. Just continue to work on my speed and work on the things that I'm good at.
Right. Yeah, that's good. I was doing some scouting online and read some articles. Good in the circle, great foot speed, neutral zone play is solid. I mean, those are things I've read. So, I mean, I imagine if you're good in the circle, you're going to be finding your spot on a roster. I mean, that's a big role of the game. So it's getting puck possession and being good in the circle. So,
sure.
So let's see. We mentioned all the things with camp and things like that. I want to jump into something that's a little bit different. We haven't done this with a lot of guests. But because you have a big background in leadership, you know, you've had the privilege of leading as a captain in Muskegon and at Ohio State. What are the traits that you believe that was able to get you selected for those roles?
I don't know. I guess it's just kind of who I am. I've always tried to do my best to lead by example, whether it's on the ice, off the ice, just do the right thing and try to work, you know, try to be the hardest worker every single day. You know, I feel that I'm pretty skilled and I work hard at, you know, my craft and being a better hockey player, but I also, you know, try to be the hardest worker every single day. So I'd say those are the things that got me to where I was. I've learned a lot, obviously, over the years of being captain. I've tried to become a little bit more vocal. There's some days that you don't want to call people out, and they're also your friend, so, you know, that sucks at times, but it's part of the job, and so, yeah.
Very good. So, as a leader, what is the one thing you would say to young players that maybe are captains or associate captains of their teams? Like, what's one thing that you would say is super crucial to have?
I would say if your teammates had elected you captain, that they have respect for you and elected you for a reason, to continue to do what got you to that point. Try not to change too much. Like I said, you're there for a reason. Don't be someone you're not. Just continue to do the right things.
Very good. And lastly, what advice would you offer players that are making their first big jump in the game, whether it's making a high school varsity roster or making the jump to juniors? What do you say to those players in that stage of their life?
I would say just practice. That's what worked for me. I can remember just spending hours and hours in the driveway shooting pucks, and that time is what gives you confidence. And confidence is so important. When you have confidence, it leads to success on the ice, and it just comes around full circle.
Very good. Well, that's great insight, man, and we're hopeful that those guys that are, you know, in those roles are hearing your words and going to be applying them to their game. So that's good insight, man. Thanks for saying those things. All right, man. Want to jump into the rapid fire session. If you've watched the show, we do it with everybody. It's just, you know, 6 or 7 questions. First thing that comes to your mind, you just fire it off.
Got it.
Very good. Favorite food?
I like seafood a lot, I like sushi, crab legs.
Very good. Favorite color?
Red. Scarlet. I should mix that.
Yeah. Favorite drink?
I like chocolate milk a lot.
Okay. Favorite rink you've ever played in?
Madison Square Garden.
Very good. Favorite sport to watch?
Besides hockey, I'm a pretty big football fan. I like the Colts a lot, and obviously a big Buckeye fan, college football.
Very good. Cats or dogs?
Dogs, that's an easy one.
Favorite hockey brand?
I'm kind of mixed on that. I like Bauer Sticks a lot, but I'm CCM Skates, so kind of split in half.
Very good. All right, man, that's rapid fire. Thanks for doing that for us. That gives the fans a good opportunity to kind of, you know, get the lighter side of you. So,
gotcha.
Thanks for doing that, man. Before we wrap this thing up, and we're so thankful you came on, we did this caption contest earlier this week. We posted a photo of you celebrating at Ohio State, and there were a lot of entries. Did you have a chance to look at those?
I looked at it right when I think I got tagged in it the first day, but I haven't really seen the comments.
Okay, so are you on your mobile spot right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see if I can pull it up. And read them to you if you can't see them. Are you able to make it to where you can see them?
Do I do it in the comment section?
Actually, no, hold on. Before you accidentally get off the
phone, hang up.
I'll just find it, yeah. Let's see. Alright. Alright. Here are the comments in chronological order. The first one is OH. And the second one is, yes, mom made pizza rolls again. The other one is, hail to the victors.
Oh, who is that? Who is that?
Oh, man. They shall remain nameless. So the next one is, yes, yes, yes. He shoots, he scores, I'm so happy. Look, mom, Speedway Kid scores. I love hockey this much. Sliding into New York like. And I just saved hundreds on car insurance with Geico. So, lots of good options there. Oh, and before we jump into what you're going to select, one second, I got to grab something.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, gang. Before we have Mason select, I just want to throw out what we're giving away. This hoodie was given to us by All Black Hockey Sticks. It is a New York Islanders inspired hoodie. With a number on the back, and it is the prize for tonight's winner. It wouldn't be possible without our fans, you know, watching and commenting on our post and supporting the people that we have on, like Mason and all the other guys. So thanks to the fans for doing fun stuff like that. That makes it fun for everybody. And it makes our show a lot of fun to be around. So, Mason, you've had a few seconds. Which caption did you like the best?
Well, if you're giving away something, Islanders, then I'll go with sliding into New York like this.
Very good. So, Daniel Magnabosco, congratulations.
There you go.
You will be receiving that hoodie. Yeah, so... I didn't like saying, I wasn't going to say who said what, because I didn't want that to influence, but congratulations, Daniel, on the hoodie win. So, might be a little snug on you, bud, so might be Amanda's. So that pretty much wraps up the Hoosier Hockey Live episode 33. Thanks to Mason. Is there anything else you wanted to cover, brother, while I had you?
No, man, all good. Had fun. Thanks for doing this. Thanks
Very
for having
good.
Me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome. One more time, thanks to our sponsors, All Black Hockey Sticks, 440-gram stick, $89, allblackhockeysticks.com. We are also sponsored by Sick Hockey. Go to Sick Hockey, promo code Hoosier. 20% off the entire order. You're welcome. Mason, thanks once more, brother. Best of luck this summer. Skate hard, win lots of face-offs, and put the puck in the net, man. You're going to do great things, and we're excited to watch it. So,
thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, man. We'll see you.
Take care.
Yep. All right, guys. That was Mason Yopst of the New York Islanders. Thanks to him and giving a little bit of his time tonight for Hoosier Hockey Live. Next week, we have the week off. We are going to do a couple giveaways, though, so be watching social media for that. We think we're going to do one on each platform, so be on the lookout for that. Thanks for being with us again. I said it earlier, it wouldn't be possible without you guys, so thanks for being with us. Thanks for supporting the brand. I will be getting in touch with the winners of the recent prizes to get them shipped out. So be ready and on the lookout for that. That's it, man. Hoosier Hockey Live. We're out of here. Enjoy the night. People talking about what is and what ain't country. What you
gives them the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots. Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute and let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling them bales, backing in boats, fishing limbs.